Do the simplified version and just vote for two people. Can you rank them with the number?
Yes.
Okay. Meeting one last time. You can vote for as many candidates as you want. If you vote for more than one, you must rank your vote.
Are we doing one at a time or
no?
You're casting your ballot for the three seats. You can vote for one, two, three, or four candidates. If you vote for more than one candidate, please rank your votes.
I'm
sorry?
And Lucy's though we're collecting ballots?
Yes, we're collecting ballots.
Got it.
Right.
Everybody over
here? No, thank you very much.
I gave one Sunday, but I'll do it again here.
John Wayne, did you pitch a vote in?
Yes. I voted early. Observers, no touchy.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 21 ballots. Okay. Place these alphabetical. First vote. Reese.
And what's the number? Can you give us the number?
21.
I don't know.
There are 21 ballots. In the first round, I'm counting the first place rankings.
Yeah.
First vote. First ballot is for Summer Reese. Second ballot is for Summer Reese. Lydia Brazon. Summer Reese. Summer Reese. Lydia Brazon. Fred Quender. Summer Reese. Lydia Brazon. Ken Aaron. Fred Quender. Fred Quender. Ken Aaron. Hold it. There's markings on here.
There's a
like a 1 and a 2, wouldn't you say? That's a 2 to me. You want to look?
Yes, can I
what
look?
Think? All right, okay, this decides it, I think. There's a circled 2.
Yes.
So this is a vote, yeah, and there's an underlined 1. This is a vote for Summer Reese.
Okay.
Yes.
Lydia Brazon? Mm-hmm. Lydia Brazon? Summer Reese?
Mm-hmm. You're Summer, you're lucky.
Lydia Brazon?
Lydia, you're lucky.
Summer Reese? Summer Reese? Lydia Brazon? Ken Aaron. Okay.
First round.
In first round, Lydia Brazon has 1, 7. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 votes.
Right.
Summer Reese.
9.
Has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 votes. Fred Quender has 1, 2, 3 votes. Ian Aaron has 2 votes. Adding these up, 7, 8, 9, 18, 19, 20, 21, total of 21, which is correct. Okay. The threshold is 6. Lydia Brazon, no, well, Summer Reese, mm-hmm. with 9 votes, is declared elected.
Right.
Thank you.
There are 3 extra. There's a surplus of 3 votes, which means each of these ballots sends 3/9 or 1/3 vote to the second choice candidate.
And that would be Lydia.
No, you have to declare also, you have to care of the first round for
right.
Lydia
so,
also.
So these are going to get marked as thirds.
Terry, clarification. What I think you intended to say is that each of these ballots will send 1/3 of their vote to the candidate named on the second choice of that ballot.
That is correct. That is correct. That is correct. Lydia Brazon, I already said that there were 7 votes, which she has met the threshold of 6, so she is also elected. There is 1 excess vote of the 7 votes, so each vote is worth 1/7 vote to the second choice ranking on each of the ballots.
And for those who like to do a decimal, that's 0.142857.
So that's 1/7. So,
thank you, John.
So I'm going to mark.
No, I'm
going to mark all, each of these fractional ballots with the amount of excess.
You 1/7, those are 1/3 over there, right?
Right?
Okay.
You just, which one, the candidate you do first, you do the transfer on first, is the highest.
Right, one with the third.
Highest number of votes.
Are the SPD procedures, do you eliminate from the bottom also, or how does that work?
Yes, but not until all votes have been transferred. So now, transferring the excess from those people who ranked Summer Reese first, 1/3 vote to Ken Aaron, 1/3 vote to Ken Aaron, 1/3 vote to Ken Aaron, this is 1 more vote for Ken Aaron, 1/3 vote to Ken Aaron, 1/3 vote to Ken Aaron, 1/3 vote to Ken Aaron. This is another vote for Ken Aaron.
Mm-hmm.
1/3 vote for Ken Aaron. 1/3 vote for Ken Aaron. 1/3 vote for Ken Aaron. This is another vote for Ken Aaron.
So that'll be 3 votes.
So, in this third round, Ken Aaron has 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 total votes.
That's the second round, correct?
Second.
This is the third round.
And Lydia Brazon continues with the 7 votes because we haven't distributed her excess yet.
You just said 3, Terry, didn't you? Is that the second or the third round?
We're
on the third round.
It's an intermediate round. Fred Quender still has his 3 votes. Summer Reese, we carry over the 6 votes that she's used up. And now we're going to distribute the excess votes from Lydia Brazon.
Mm-hmm.
each of which is worth 1/7.
So why is it that there's a difference between the value of the vote for...
Because the number of votes for the candidate in the first round tells how many excess.
Okay.
And so Lydia Rezan, having had one excess vote with seven ballots, each ballot is worth 1/7 vote.
So six is the threshold.
So we have 1/7 vote for Fred Klunder. 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 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Fred Klunder has an additional vote in this round.
Just one?
Yes, because each was from Lydia was only seven. So in this round, Ken Aaron has 5 votes. Lydia Brazon now has 6 because we've distributed her excess. Fred Klunder now has 4 votes. Summer Reese has 6, which was her total. So all the votes having been distributed, our only option now is to eliminate the candidate with the fewest votes. The candidate with the fewest votes is Fred Klunder. He is eliminated. If he had, there may be excess votes from the votes assigned to Fred Klunder. However, with 3 seats to fill and only 3 candidates remaining, all the remaining candidates will be elected. So that actually finishes the round without distributing any excess from Klunder. So the order of election is Summer Reese, Lydia Brazon, Ken Aaron.
Okay, so
declared by the chair. Can you just officially say so by the chair who our 4 new members are? Everybody,
okay,
this one
so
and then
new board members are Summer Reese, Lydia Rezan, and Ken Aaron.
Thank you, Terry.
You're welcome.
So there's 4? There's 4 or 3?
All together there are 4 board members. There's 1
with Allie.
With that, we end the delegate meeting. Correct. So we're returning to the localization board. So, did we ever get an agenda? I beg the attention of the board for a moment. Do people want to take a short recess, or do we need to move? Okay, so 5-minute recess.
4-hour recess.
Oh, right. 5-minute recess, please.
All right.
Marsha Feinland is running on the Peace and Freedom Party for Senate. We got to get her on PGFK. Peace and freedom, my dear fellow. It's about time you start going to peaceandfreedom.net or .org and learn the platform. Get these people on KPFK. Let's hear what they have to say. The only socialist political party registered in California since 1968 and is never heard on KPFK.
I'm going to have a party. I'm going to have a great idea.